Hello, Kansas City Chiefs fans, and welcome to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Thomas, and I'm ready to talk some Chiefs and Steelers. First off, I'm going to talk a little bit about why I hate the freaking Steelers. The Chiefs have only beat them once since 2009, and that was when Ben Roethlisberger was out, hurt, and they faced Landry Jones at quarterback. So it's been about 9 years since the Chiefs have beat Roethlisberger in a game. In 2014, the Chiefs had a pretty good shot at making the playoffs, and they played the Steelers in week 16. The Chiefs were 8-6. They needed to get to 10 wins to have a shot at the playoffs, and the Steelers beat them. The Chiefs went on to win their last game of the season, but it wasn't enough. And then, of course, 2 years ago, the Steelers embarrassed us in the regular season and then came in the Arrowhead in the playoffs and beat the Chiefs 18-16, which, man, that game still stings. I believe that 2016 season was Alex Smith's best shot to get a championship here in Kansas City, and I kind of thought we would at least go a game further than we did. And then last year, they beat us again. I'm tired of it. I really am. So the Pittsburgh Steelers played the Cleveland Browns last week, and I was able to watch the first half of that game and go over some of the numbers. And here's kind of what stood out to me. On offense, Roethlisberger did not look good in that game. The Cleveland Browns got pressure, especially right up the middle, and he was not able to step up into his throws, and it really bothered him. Roethlisberger threw off his back foot quite a bit, and he short-armed a few of the throws, and the first pick that he had was definitely one where he wanted to step up. You could see it. He ended up taking a step back and then rolling a couple steps to his right, and then he just threw an awful pass out there. The Browns defender did make a good play going down and catching the ball, but it was a very bad throw. That's good for the Chiefs, but it is Pittsburgh's home opener this weekend, and the Steelers do play so much better at home, mostly because Roethlisberger plays so much better at home. So I'm not sure that's the Roethlisberger we will see against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Steelers are down. It looks like one offensive lineman and David DeCastro, who broke his hand last week. If he does play, he's going to have one hand. So that should still be an advantage for the Kansas City Chiefs. Out of the backfield, James Conner looks as good as advertised or better. He's a powerful runner. I did not realize how fast he was. StatCast had him at over 21 miles an hour, which is very good for a running back. In comparison, Tyreek Hill runs, at least against the Chargers, he was a little bit under 22 miles an hour, which that's still a pretty big gap between him and Connor, but not that big. The fastest Chargers player last week was clocked a little over 19 miles an hour. So Connor was tracked quite a bit faster than any Chargers player. When you look at the runs Pittsburgh had, they ran pretty evenly to all four zones of the field. To the left of the center and the right of the center, inside and out. And they had success everywhere. And Connor also had 57 yards receiving in that game, so he's dangerous out of the backfield too, which I think could be an issue for the Chiefs. They gave up so many yards to Chargers backs out of the backfield that Connor could definitely hurt them. Another trend I noticed was that Connor had every carry for the Steelers last week. So if something happens to him, I think the Steelers are in trouble. They didn't seem to trust anybody else with the football last week. So that's something to watch. If Connor goes down, Pittsburgh could be in trouble. And he did fumble once in the game with Cleveland, but it was very wet conditions, and it was towards the end of the game. So I don't think he's going to be somebody that just fumbles a lot. The receivers for Pittsburgh, of course, that's what worries me the most. I feel like Connor can beat us slowly, kind of like Le'Veon Bell did, but the receivers can beat us quickly. Antonio Brown had a good week last week, but the receiver that really went off was Juju Smith-Schuster. And I worry about that with the Chiefs. I saw them line him up in the slot beside Antonio Brown. And when he's next to Antonio Brown, you just can't give him much attention. You've got to give Brown the attention. And I'm worried that the Chiefs slot corner, if it's Orlando Scandrick, on that type of play, I feel like he has no chance on Juju Smith-Schuster, at least with long speed. And Schuster seems to get up to speed really fast. There were a couple plays where Roethlisberger basically got the snap and threw it, just lobbed it up and let Schuster run under it. And the defender never had a chance. It was that fast, and I could definitely see that play working against Scandrick and the Chiefs. As far as the third receiver, Hunter, I didn't really see a lot from him. The tight end position last week, it was Jesse James. It looks like the Steelers, starter might be healthy this week, and Vance McDonald. I do not believe he's practiced in quite some time, up until this week. So there's a good chance we'll probably see a healthy dose of both of them in the game. Jesse James seems to be a very reliable receiver, but he's not a big play guy. McDonald is. So if he gets out there, and the Steelers have Brown and Schuster out there, he could be the guy getting open down the middle of the field. And I do not see Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster dropping those passes like the Chargers did. The best hope I believe the Chiefs have is to get pressure up the middle on Roethlisberger, where he can't step into his throws, and he has a way of just throwing ducks up there for grabs, and at least we'll have a 50-50 shot at getting those passes. On the Steelers' defense, they definitely generated a lot of pressure off the edge against Cleveland. TJ Watt had 4 sacks, Bud Dupree had 1, but if you look at their StatCast numbers, Dupree actually had a closer average position to the quarterback than Watt. Watt just happened to be the guy that got the sacks. I believe the Steelers had something like 7 sacks total against the Browns. One thing about Mahomes is he will get rid of the ball fast. But the Steelers with that zone blitz. Sorry if I got a little lost there. My father is having surgery today, and I just got a message from my mom telling me that everything went good and he's in recovery. So a shout out to my dad, and I hope he heals up fast. And folks, if I sound winded, I am. I'm excited. And I also record this podcast while I'm walking. And sometimes jogging, because I'm trying to get a workout and make a podcast at the same time. Life is busy. Everybody's life is busy, so I'm sure you understand. As far as my daily fantasy picks for this game, I still look at Mahomes and think at $6,100 on DraftKings that he's a steal. Maybe Pittsburgh gets to him and rattles him and he throws a couple picks, but I still think he's good for 3 touchdowns in this game and some pretty significant yardage. I would stay away from Kareem Hunt this week, at least until we get more of an idea of where the Chiefs offense is going forward. It looked like Spencer Ware was the third down back. last week, and he's going to cut at least some of the fantasy points away from Hunt. I talked earlier about Kelce and Watkins. I'm going to play them both heavily this week. Watkins is very cheap at $4,600. If he can just catch a touchdown and three passes for 60 yards, he'll more than pay off. Kelce, maybe it's just wishful thinking, but I think this is his week to go off. I'm going to stay away from the Chiefs defense in fantasy just because Roethlisberger could throw for six picks, but he also could throw for five touchdowns. So this week, at least, I'm staying away from it and making a little bit safer play. On the Steelers, I mentioned Juju Smith-Schuster earlier. I'm playing him in every league I play this week. I think he is going to get some big plays against the Chiefs. Even if the Steelers come out and lay an egg, I believe he will get his. And he's fairly cheap. I can't exactly remember, but Antonio Brown cost so much money. It's ridiculous to try to play him unless you think he's going to get, you know, two touchdowns and 150 yards, which I'm not sold that he will at all. Connor out of the backfield, he is $6,700 this week. I could see him earning that, and I could see him, you know, the Steelers getting behind and kind of forgetting about him a little bit. So, you know, I'll probably play him here or there, but I think there are better running back options out there. And as far as Roethlisberger goes, I'm going to sprinkle him in just a little bit. The Chiefs' secondary didn't look the greatest, especially the linebackers in coverage. I think the Steelers' tight ends might play a little bit bigger role in this, or at least could. And, you know, that could help out Roethlisberger quite a bit. He sure has plenty of weapons. If the Chiefs' pass rush doesn't get to him, he's going to have a big day. Anyway, that's my take on the Chiefs and the Steelers. I hope you enjoyed listening and that you'll come back. My next podcast should be a review of the game, guys. Anyway, go Chiefs!